Houston 16.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, Estonia, back up again. You want to talk to us about those SPS burn rules? Standby one, Ken wants to stand by.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, this isn't the burn rules. This is a discussion of procedures for mid-course 2 only. And the change could be noted in your cue card, SPS cue card, or the GNC checklist G5-2, but you might want to hear the whole thing before you write it down. Okay, at burn minus 6 minutes, the line that reads SPS helium valves 2 to auto should be changed to SPS helium valves 2 to manual for 10 seconds. And after 10 seconds, SPS helium valves 2 to auto. And then they'd remain in auto for the burn. And we have a couple of notes to that. First,
now, you're talking about going to on when you say manual, and you don't want us to stay there 10 seconds if it exceeds 200, do you?
That's right. If it exceeds 210, we want you to turn them off. And we'll do the burn with them off. Because if it went to auto during the burn, we'd go right back into the problem.
Okay,
that was one of the notes, and you just anticipated it there. The other note is you may, if we've diagnosed the transducer problem correctly, you'll probably get an SPS pressure light. That will go on at 201 pounds.
Okay.
Right now they're anticipating that by the time of the burn, that transducer will be biased about 15 pounds high.
Okay, that's the oxidizer side?
That's affirmative.
Okay, what do you think's wrong with that transducer?
Right now the note is that the comparison chamber, which should be at about atmospheric pressure, is leaked. And the leak is just making up for the normal absorption of helium, so the gauge is reading about constant. Eventually that comparison chamber will leak down to zero, and then you'll be comparing, instead of comparing to 14.7, you'll be comparing to zero, and it'll read 15 pounds high. We're reading about 11 pounds high now.
Okay, our gauge has been constant since liftoff.
Right, we can read the pressure further on down the line, and in the fuel side, the tank pressure and the pressure down the line are tracking right along, and they should be in the oxidizer side, but on the oxidizer side, the tank's staying constant, and the one down the line is dropping down as it should. So either the one in the tank is just locked up, or the leak out of the comparison chamber is just making up the difference.
Okay.
Apollo Control Houston at 27 hours 34 minutes. Apollo 16 now 111,051 nautical miles away from the Earth. Velocity now reads 4,806 feet per second.
Charlie Houston.
Go ahead.
Just so there's no misunderstanding here, I'd like to verify this procedure. We're going to manual for 10 seconds, 6 minutes before the burn, and then nominally we'll go back to auto, even if you get caution. The only point where we'd go to off would be if it went above 210.
Okay, copy. It's 6 minutes. Helium valves go to manual for 10 seconds, then to auto. If the pressure goes to greater than 210, go to off.
That's
we get a caution light, but less than 210, we still stay in auto.
That's right.
Apollo Control Houston at 27 hours, 37 minutes into the mission. That was Capcom Tony England updating the crew of Apollo 16 for the procedures for the mid-course correction number 2 burn, which is... MCC2 scheduled for 30 hours, 39 minutes ground elapsed time. And that would be a 12.6 foot per second burn with a duration of 2 seconds using the service propulsion system engine. We're 27 hours, 38 minutes ground elapsed time. Apollo 16 now 111,245 nautical miles away from the Earth. Velocity continuing to decrease, now reading 4,799 feet per second.
You've got to feel like that your transducers are good on the... what I mean to say is, do you feel like your telemetry is good on the SPS tank?
Stand by one, Charlie.